great Country Kid 94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienor from Dunkin' Donuts in Prairie du Chien. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Big day today.
Yeah, I would consider it a big day.
Yeah, you have a hiring event.
We do, yep. City Hall, 10 a.m. I've got to scurry out of here and get there, but we have some written tests to give away and score, and then some oral interview panels to attend. So
yeah,
it's a good time.
Yeah.
The good news is we're officially down to one position that needs to be filled. So
that's exciting.
We have two conditional offers out there, and both of them are seem to be really good candidates. So we are down to one position that needs to be filled.
That's highly exciting. Yeah. And of course, then they can come in and do Coffee with Kyle,
they
and you
will
can
be,
bring friends.
They will be introduced. Yes.
That's the most exciting part about anybody getting hired at your office, right?
I will tell them that. Yep.
Is you get to do a radio
show.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Of course, that's a you know, positive, fun event.
Yeah.
Or not fun event.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess positive, you know.
It is fun. Meeting new
on
people.
On your end.
Yeah.
People trying, you know, like I think you... last week we talked about,
yes.
You know, even
process.
If you just are maybe thinking about law, going into law enforcement or, you know, in school for it right now, this is your chance to come take the test.
If you're a first-year student in a criminal justice program at a four-year college or a two-year technical college, what better opportunity to get your feet wet than to take the first test, right?
Yeah.
That first test is going to be nerve-wracking. That first interview is going to be nerve-wracking. What better opportunity? Take it. I mean, you still have time in school anyways, so you get some experience of taking that test and being interviewed, and it'll be a lesson learned, if nothing else.
Exactly. I was just going to say, it's always good to have that experience.
Yep. And we give them feedback, too. So, you know, I always offer that feedback to the candidates. Like, do you want to know where you can improve? And here are the notes from the officers and from our administration on areas for improvement. And hopefully they take that and learn from it.
And of course you had a hiring event back in August.
Yes.
Now you're hoping that this rounds out your staff.
Yes. Yeah, it'd be fantastic if it would.
So hopefully we don't have any more hiring events.
Well, that's the goal. but the world that we live in is not that. Right now, if you want to change careers or change departments in law enforcement, there's no better time than right now.
Because everybody's hiring.
Because everybody's hiring, everybody's offering incentives. They're all, you know, promoting themselves through social media or other types of forms of promotion to say, we're the best thing. You should come work for us. And so it's very competitive.
Yes. On a different note, I know I got the press release from you yesterday afternoon. There was an event that happened on Thursday evening.
Yes. So Thursday evening, I happened to be at the high school at a soccer game and was informed that there was a crash that occurred in the parking lot at the Wakuda Aquatic Park, adjacent to our skate park. Some rather unfortunate set of circumstances took place and resulted in a 17-year-old having some head injuries and needing to be flown out by MedLink Air. So it's not every day. This may be the maybe first or second time where I've seen in my career MedLink Air land someplace other than the hospital.
We were talking about that at the radio station yesterday morning, that 9 times out of 10, it just it lands at the hospital. It
So this is one of those circumstances where Gunderson Ambulance being connected to Gunderson Hospital and having that helicopter available to them, they make that call and they do their thing. We do our thing. And you know, there was, like I said, a head injury, and those can be significant. And so, you know, they erred on the side of caution and had the helicopter land right on scene and transport the gentleman up north. So, you know, tragic set of events. I put in my press release, you know, we've seen this trend of unsafe, aggressive, non-responsible driving kind of increase over the course of the last few years. We've tried to cite our way out of this, by, you know, finding people and giving them citations. What I really like is more of these conversations to happen at the kitchen table or in the morning when people are getting ready for school to say, Johnny, Susie, here's our expectations as parents. This is how you should be conducting yourself when you're behind the wheel of a motor vehicle. And these are the things you shouldn't do. And I think that conversation is more important than a police officer's conversation when it's already happened, right? So if you're a parent listening to this, please have that conversation with your child, set those boundaries. That's why we have a graduated driver's license as well, where the parents have to sign off on their child getting a driver's license. If you see behaviors of your child driving that you don't agree with, pull their license. It's not the end of the world for them, and it might be the difference between saving their life or somebody else's life. So
having a license
important.
Is a responsibility, not a right.
Well, yes. It's a privilege,
it's a privilege, not a right.
You don't have a right to have a driver's license, and unfortunately, we have all too many people that are driving that don't have valid driver's license, quite frankly, which is a whole nother
topic. That's a whole nother.
Yeah, so you know, we're seeing an increase of certainly people doing donuts and burnouts and all sorts of different things in our parking lots, in our parks, and those types of things. I guess I should kind of backtrack. The best part of this whole story is that parking lot is covered by our citywide camera system. And so the incident is on video. So although we took statements from witnesses,
everybody,
the witnesses are there and they see it in real time and hear it and smell it and all those things. Our video only picks up, you know, the video of it. So although we have a video story and we can see exactly what happened, the pre and post and kind of the behaviors in a nutshell are kind of collected by those witnesses. So again, safe driving is important. We have homecoming coming up this week as well.
It is.
No better time than now to have that conversation. I have watched kids ride on the tops of vehicles across parking lots. I have watched kids ride on the trunks of vehicles down streets while they're toilet papering and those types of things. And we just, there's a disaster waiting to happen. And I don't want to knock on parents' doors. I just don't want that conversation to have to happen. And I don't think parents want that either. So let's be a little proactive, have that conversation with your teenager now and make sure that they are complying with what your requests are, parents.
Well, and it's one of those things where, you know, teenagers are teenagers. They have a feeling not of invincibility, yeah, but not enough life experience to understand that for every action, there's a consequence.
Well, and here's the thing. This is probably one of those instances where this has probably been done before, and they've been...
Then zero consequences.
Nothing's happened, right?
Yeah, nothing happened.
I say a lot in this career that when the dominoes start lining up, eventually they're going to fall. And when they fall, bad things happen. And so we need to make sure that we're rearranging those dominoes and make sure that the behaviors are safe and respectful, and not to draw attention to ourselves by burning out or doing donuts or those types of things. And, oh, by the way, it's damaging property. You know, we have some very new parking lots in Prairie du Chien that have ruts in them because people are burning out in them and causing damage to them. So, you know, we have installed cameras and we have increased enforcements, and I've talked on the radio show about it now, and we've cited people and we've sat and waited for people to do it again and cited them again and all sorts of different things. But again, this is a conversation that needs to be had by parents, by grandparents, by aunts and uncles, whoever the responsible adult is in the home, to say enough's enough, drive with some caution and make sure everybody's home safe.
That's the goal.
That is, yeah.
And I think that the high school mentality, that teenager mentality of it's never going to happen to me, or, you know.
Well, the difficult part is, and especially for males, this is probably true for females too, but it takes about 40, 45 years for that brain to really form.
You're
and
being generous.
Make, you know, the right decisions.
You're being
at
generous.
16,
with that.
17, 18, 19, 25, 30 years old. Males in particular don't always make the best decisions. And so, and I'm not giving the females a pass, but that's just
we always make the right decision.
Human anatomy. But the thing is it can be, right? I always tell kids when I go in to talk to driver's ed classes, you drive with your brain. You don't drive with your feet and your hands. It really has to start with the brain. You have to make those good choices.
Yes. It's Coffee with Kyle. I got to get you out of here, get to your hiring event. Coffee with Kyle brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts here in Prairie du Chien.